The house was full of people every night. That is, all around the doorstep was full. Some were there to hear Tea Cake pick the box. Some came to talk and tell stories. But most of them came to get into whatever game was going on or might go on. Sometimes Tea Cake lost heavily, for there were several good gamblers on the lake. Sometimes he won and made Janie proud of his skill. But outside of the two jukes, everything on that job went on around those two. Sometimes Janie would think of the old days in the big white house and the store and laugh to herself. What if Eatonville could see her now in her blue denim overalls and heavy shoes, the crowd of people around her and a dice game on her floor? She was sorry for her friends back there and scornful of the others. The men held big arguments here like they used to do on the store porch. Only here she could listen and laugh and even talk some herself if she wanted to. She got so she could tell big stories herself from listening to the rest. Because she loved to hear it, and the men loved to hear themselves, they would woof and boogaboo around the games to the limit. No matter how rough it was, people seldom got mad because everything was done for a laugh. Everybody loved to hear Ed Dockery, Bootney, and Sopty Bottom in a skin game. Ed Dockery was dealing one night, and he looked over at Sopty Bottom's card, and he could tell Sop thought he was going to win. He hollered, "I'll break up that setting eggs." Sop looked and said, "Root the peg." Bootney asked, "What are you going to do? Do, do." Everybody was watching that next card fall. Ed got ready to turn. "I'm going to sweep out hell and burn up the broom." He slammed down another dollar. "Don't oversport yourself, Ed," Bootney challenged. "You're getting too yellow." Ed caught hold of the corner of the card. Sop dropped a dollar. "I'm going to shoot in the hearse. Don't care how sad the funeral be." Ed said, "You see how this man is teasing hell." Tea Cake nudged Sop not to bet. "You're going to get caught in a bullet storm if you don't watch out." Sop said, "Oh, tain't nothing to that bear but his curly hair. I can look through muddy water and see dry land." Ed turned off the card and hollered, "Zachariah, I said, come down out that sycamore tree. You can't do no business." Nobody fell on that card. Everybody was scared of the next one. Ed looked around and saw Gabe standing behind his chair and hollered, "Move over me, Gabe. You're too black. You draw heat. Sop, you want to pick up that bet whilst you got a chance?" "No, man. I wish I had 1,000 legs to put on it." "So you won't listen, huh? Dumb niggas in free schools. I'm going to take and teach you. I'll mainline, but I won't sidetrack." Ed flipped the next card, and Sop fell and lost. Everybody hollered and laughed. Ed laughed and said, "Get off the muck. You ain't nothing, that's all. Hot boiling water won't help you none." Ed kept on laughing because he had been so scared before. "Sop, Bootney, all y'all to let me win your money. I'm sending it straight off to Sears and Roebuck and buy me some clothes. And when I turn out Christmas Day, it will take a doctor to tell me how near I is dressed to death."